you know, you just want to be out there with the guys and fighting till the end. So, yeah, that was a real bummer. But, you know, he's the coach. He makes the decisions, and you got to respect his decision. But that was definitely really tough to swallow.
What sense did you get on what went into the decision?
I don't know. We didn't really get too much into it. He just kind of told me that, you know, he's taking me out. And, you know, it's not like we have, you know, bad players in our room, you know. Like, you know, every guy has, you know, contributed at some point in the year, you know, to a big extent to get us here. And we have tremendous depth. And so we didn't really get into too many specifics. But, yeah, it was definitely hard to take.
How long will that sit with you, and how will you – process it going
I think it'll sit with me for a while. I think, you know, going back to it, I mean, you play every single game and you're in the fight. You have, you know, feel like you have, you know, a lot of ownership of this team, and then to not be able to battle it out, you know, at the end, you know, when we're fighting for our lives is, you know, it's really hard. So, yeah, I think it'll sit with me for a while, and I don't know when that'll go away.
Connor, you've faced these guys in practice all season long. From your crease, you see how many goals get scored on the other side. Is it still a little baffling to you to know that this club just couldn't score enough at the end? I mean, is that really what it came down to?
Yeah, but, you know, we could also say they forced us into that. They took a little bit extra time. They took that half second away from us that – these guys, when they get that, they score. So, was it us? I don't know. I think they played a really good game. We do have to give them some credit. They played us tight, and they never let off the gas. After that game one, they almost used it as motivation and even got tighter on us. And we did generate some stuff, but then they had Fleury. You know, they have depth, too. Their whole team was in tune and very detailed.
Play when you look back on the entire playoff run and what you did throughout the season, you're going to be pretty satisfied. But do you look back at the last series, feeling like you did all you could, or is every player going to kind of look in the mirror at this point?
Well, I think as hockey players, we always look for more, and we always feel like we can get better and continue getting better. But I look back, and I can honestly say I was playing the best hockey of my career in that series, and I was very in tune with the game, and I want to use dialed because I was I felt the game a lot better than I have, and they got some lucky bounces on me, and that's the truth.
Andrew, your comments that you just made, I think they probably resonate with us here because it felt the same way. You guys, you finish that 7-game series, you go up 1-0. And really, in quick order, suddenly everything kind of seemed to turn. I'm guessing that you guys had a pretty good idea that you were going to run into Nashville in the second round, and you knew that quite a while back. Did you feel that, like, maybe there was a little bit of an exhale by the team after you got through that 7-game series against them and then jumped quickly on Vegas? Do you think there was maybe a little bit of an emotional or mental sagging after that moment?
I think it's, you know, it's a little hard not to after, you know, such an emotional game or 7 games, and specifically Game 7 win. I think we were able to ride that high into Game 1, and then you know, that I think after Game 1 we kind of caught our breath a little bit, and you know, I feel like that's natural, you know, like to try to catch our breath a little bit. And then, yeah, I mean, Vegas, like, they're a really good team, and I think you know, this is probably the only sport where this sort of thing could happen. You know, it's the ultimate team game, and if you play, you know, a perfect team game, it'll outweigh any sort of individual skill or talent on the other team. And we play a pretty freaking good team game as well, but you know, I feel like their chemistry, and I just feel like, you know, all those guys work so hard. They've had to earn every step of their career. They're, you know, they all came into the same boat, you know, with that team that, you know, it's probably, you know, put their chemistry, you know, very high. And, you know, when they play, you know, such a good team game like they did, it's tough to beat. And, You know, we felt like we were capable and right there in some games, maybe deserved to win a few of those games to extend it to 6 or 7. But, going back to your question specifically, I think, you know, we probably did take a little bit of a breath, but I wouldn't say we let off the gas at all, really. I think, you know, we had a couple periods that weren't our best, but after that, you know, our energy, our work ethic, it was all there.
Did you feel similar as he did about that maybe just, you know, that high being so high and maybe coming down off it a little bit?
Yeah, possibly. Well, like he was saying, I definitely think our work ethic was there, and we were really very detailed in everything we did. We prepared the same way, and we got a lot. We did get some good offense, and we worked our game. Our game's been offensive zone time, and I thought we had a lot of that. So it's almost tough to swallow. I think that's why it's so hard to swallow, because we felt like we were right there in every single game.
Connor, for you, you're going to be a restricted free agent. What's the thought process going into these negotiations, and would you like to sign here long term?
Yeah, I love the city. I love playing here. I love the fan base, and nothing would make me more happy than signing long term. But that's the business side of the hockey that's so unpredictable. Well, I think we learned a tremendous amount about this. And yes, we're going through hardship right now, but we're going to be so much better from it. We're talking about being a dynasty and really making pushes every single year. We have to go through a couple of hardships. So we're going to learn from this and we're going to get better from it.
Yeah, we got a special group. I think, you know, as everyone takes another step, you know, another year older for, you know, a lot of the guys that, you know, are still working their way into their prime. We had all the pieces in place to win it all this year, and we feel like we have, you know, all the pieces coming back. And, as everyone takes a step, everyone is, you know, growing from this experience and understood that margin of error and how small it is and how hard it is to get here. We believe that, you know, there's no reason for us not to get back here and, you know, and to finish the job.